reduce GIP. Can we call GIP? You know, just guys that are.
GIP?
Huh? GIP? You know, they are, it looks like they are tough. But tough guys, and they are driving. What are they driving? They are driving this stuff. You know? People in San Jose, man, they are ordering Tesla, and it's waiting. That create a desire by everybody, and they say, what is really Tesla? Let's order that one. So now it's the waiting list for Tesla is, I think, a year or 2 years. And it looks like it's a big thing. But anyway, this morning, I'm just going to finish our mini-series on the abundant life. And the title of our message this morning is And the text that we have is in Joel. So I want you to open your Bible with me on the prophet Joel. I think somewhere around Ezekiel, somewhere around that, or Jeremiah. Joel chapter 3, verse 14. Are you all there? The scripture says, are you all there? The scripture says, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. So, now that the text that we have is that, how many of you this morning make a decision to come in here? Anybody? Huh? Around here? So, decision. Everybody have to make a decision. And you're going to decide whether this afternoon you're going to go to work or stay home. Right? So there's always a decision. And for the last 5-6 weeks, we have been looking for a series entitled Abundant Life. So I will. I wanted to take this sometimes this morning to recap it and see what we have learned this morning for the past 6 weeks, and I want to recap it, and that we are going to talk about some things to get into our heart and apply it in our life. Amen? Because almost 2,800 years ago, the prophet Joel spoke to the people of Israel and are stuck in a valley and unable to make a decision. See, you would think that after 2,800 years, things would be different. But you would think now that the human, that capable of making a decision in some things in our life. Right? You and me are capable of making a decision. And this valley of decision, and all of us every day there's a crossroad that we go through and to make a decision. And then this is a multitude. Multitudes as are in the valley of decision. Each day, every day, there's a multitude, thousands and thousands of people in that valley of decision. Make a decision every minute of our life. Amen? And 800 years ago, after the prophet Joel mentioned this, people struggle in their life in the ability to make a decision. Amen? So Jesus said, in John 10:10, which is our main text, it says, the thief come not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's One thing that the enemy purpose in coming here in this world is to steal from you, to kill you, and to destroy you. That's only one, that's the only motive that he wants. If he can kill you, he can steal from you, and to destroy you, then he has done his purpose. Amen? So you have to make sure that that the enemy will not give in to you so that you can make a decision, right decision. So we have this promise from God that we could live in an abundant life. Now, we spent several weeks talking about what the abundant life looks like. What's the important to understand every single day of our lives is that the abundant life is a decision. Abundant life is not just you sit down there and look for the apple to come down. There is a decision that you have to make. I have a decision to make, Brother Paul. Every day, each one of us have a decision to make. What you're going to do. That abundant life, it doesn't come in by just sitting here. Amen? So we have to make a decision as to whether or not we're going to have an abundant life. Amen? It's a decision. There's a conscious choice every day in our life. We have to decide what we're going to do. I choose the abundant life. I know that some not good things are happening right now, but I choose abundance. Last week, we have a leak in our house, and water is gushing out. And the plumber came in, and he said, "Ed, this one here, if we dig this out here, is $2,200. So which one? If you want, we can go there that farther. It's $3,000. And this guy, he just get into his laptop or iPad and keep punching on those numbers. So if we dig here, that's how much, and that one is that much. I was mad because he just punching the numbers in there. So I said, which one you gonna go? It's like a menu. That's like going to a restaurant. See, I can make a decision to get mad, but you know what? I cannot control it because I've been reading and studying this lesson that we have, and you know what? This really helped me. Because I didn't burst out to read it out, and then it's not there. So you have to go farther, going to the street. Now it's getting higher. Amen. So it's, and because the house is, it's an old house, and so many repairs when you have an old house, right? So I know that's really not too good things happening last week, but I choose abundance. I choose to be happy. I choose to love others, even though they're stealing me. There's a highway robbery in the middle of the day. So I choose to show grace, and I choose to be generous, because after they've done, they fix it, just about 6 o'clock at night, we fix it and we have water. And as he's giving me to sign the iPad, gosh, it's something. But you know what I did? Because I look at it, there's two of them. They are working hard. And they said, "Ed, I promise I will be here tomorrow morning." I said, "It's Sunday." I said, "You know what? I will not be here on Sunday morning. People come back." He said, "No, I have to do this in the morning." And before he left, two of them, I gave them $10. because of the hard work and the love. Amen. So I choose to be generous. I choose to allow God to work in me, through me, to bless others. And as a result, I will turn in to be blessed. So I don't know about you, but this series has really been affecting me so lately. It caused me to much more forgiving of others, and it caused me of being generous. One of those areas is when people make mistakes, I learn to be patient and understanding. I like when the waitress gets the order wrong. You know, sometimes I order a different one. I order something, he delivered me a different. But I say, you know what? Maybe I need to try this one. So you don't have to think me as a saint. Sometimes I really want I order, but when I can try to show kindness and grace, it makes you blessed. I mean, it makes you better to feel that you will be, you are blessed. Amen. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, it says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." So I know we use this scripture when we are talking about financial giving. But I believe the principle of this scripture goes beyond just giving. Right? It's beyond that. I believe a person can make a decision to give in many ways. You give when you smile at someone. Right? You give them your smile. That's giving. You give them when you say hello. Right? You give them when you show love for someone. You just did. Or someone who does not deserve your love, for them in that moment. You give when you allow someone to make a mistake and you are patient and able to help them to correct it. This is what I've been working on in my life, especially in being patient and forgiving. This week, we visited Aldi. How many of you know Aldi? Yeah. Aldi store. We visited in Aldi store in Highland. And I'm blown by the things that we bought there. I said, on my way back, because you're going to go back and return your part, right? To give your 25, to get your 25 cents back. I think that's a good idea, Roman. Because you're going to bring back the card and get your 25 cents back. And the lady says, you know what, sir, here's your 25 cents, I'll take that back. I said, no, you can have the 25 cents. So you're trying to practice what well we have been learning. And it's really hitting me that these things work. Amen? This thing work. Amen? So, what constitutes the abundant life for you? Are you someone who makes a lot of mistakes? Do you drive off with gas, hoses still hanging out of the car? Have you seen that? I have seen it. The guy, he filled up his car, and then while he's in a hurry, he just left with the hose attached to his car. And so those are the things, it damages the gas, the pump. So but that's we are not perfect. So we have to practice how to give. Amen?
Amen.
So are you someone who makes a lot of mistakes?
Yes.
Sow some seeds of kindness. sow some forgiveness. Making a decision to live the abundant life doesn't mean that abundance is just going to come rolling your way just because you know Jesus. But it is going to happen as you plant the seed and reap a harvest and the things you need in your life. Abundant life. Do you need more spiritual blessing in your life? Deplant some spiritual seed. Pray. Read your Bible. Worship. Amen? Plant spiritual seeds, and when you do, spiritual blessing will come your way. Sadly, the only thing some people know about God is His name. But when they are, when they have trouble in their life, they are like, hey, Jesus, I need you. The only Jesus, like a spare tire. When it's flat, they take out the tire and replace it. Maybe we should plant some seed here. Maybe we should get into the good book and find out about Him and how our lives could ever serve Him better. And how we could be better witness and example to others. So before we go, needing Him to fix our problem all the time, maybe we need to open door to speak. How many times do you open door to your wife? See, if we want to have things like that, we need to plant this kind of goodness. Amen. I know a person who is always going for other people. She has a very generous heart. I've been watching her to make some decisions, right decision in her life. She texted me this week and said she found her junk drawer, an envelope with cash in it, and written it was the word working. She doesn't know how it got there, but I believe she does. On her Facebook page this week, she shared about the job she just got and raises she received not after she started the job, but just during the interviewing process. See, when you plant seed, you reap seed. You plant compassion, you reap compassion. You plant mercy, you receive mercy. You plant the money, you give, you reap money. Amen? See, how did it happen? She chose abundant, not with, she opened the bank drawer, junk drawer, but several months ago, he said, I'll be taking over cleaning the church. She's been planting some seed. She didn't know that's what she was doing possibly, but she's been reaping the harvest of her generosity, generous life. In a rustic in his life. Does anyone here need someone to forgive you or something you know who people forgive? People that needs forgiveness. The abundant life for some of us would simply be living in the realization that someone we hurt very badly many years ago has been forgiving us. Amen? Do you know how that is going to happen? First, we have to forgive. What you do unto others is what is going to be done unto you. I know it sounds impossible, but it is true. I don't know how you feel about it, but I choose abundance. I choose not to be angry. I choose to be not to be selfish. I choose not to unforgiving, not to be self-centered. I choose the abundant life. I choose to be happy. I choose to love. I choose to forgive. I choose generosity. I choose kindness. So it's a choice. It's a decision. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
See, I'm not sure we are supposed to live any other kind of life, especially as a believer. I'm pretty sure we are supposed to be a bit more like who? More like Jesus than we ourselves. Amen? Remember the verse this morning? That it is not you. God owns your life. Amen? And Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he says, be imitator of me as I am of Christ. See, we need to follow Paul. Amen? Because he followed Christ. Someone said, well, I'm on my own, man. I don't need anyone to tell me how to live. Wow, that's working out for you. So Jesus is our example, and we'll never truly understand what it is to live the abundant life until we begin to follow Him and His teaching. Amen? Jesus told His disciple in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, He said, and He said to them, follow me and I will make you fisher of men. Amen? To become fisher of men was to enter into the ministry that Jesus Christ called them. Following Jesus helped those men find God's purpose for their lives. The most confident and blessed and happy people are people who have found God's purpose for their lives. Can we see we've found that yet? God's purpose? It's a choice. Those men could have said no and keep on fishing. But instead, they made a decision immediately, sit down their nets and follow Jesus Christ. You hear the stories, right? Amen? So what's your decision today? Are you going to stay in the valley? Stop with the rest of the Nazis who cannot decide whether or not to know Jesus. By the way, that multitude and multitudes that Joel is saying is that there is two interpretations of that. They say that when Jesus Christ comes, you have to make a decision to follow Him, to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. If today, if you have not received Him, I believe this is why God put us here this morning, so that we can make a decision to follow Him. So that the second interpretation of that multitude is that God is gonna come, and that's it. It's the final decision that we're going to make. Amen? So, this morning, if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ, receive Him. Make a decision. Make a conscious choice to receive Jesus Christ. Are you going to stay in the valley? Are you going to stop the rest of the masses who cannot decide whether or not to know Jesus Christ, whether or not to accept Him into their lives, whether or not to live in the abundant life. See, abundant life is not about money. Abundant life is so many things in your life. We talk about that. Amen? Have you ever heard this phrase, going forward? We say it a lot. Going forward. I'm going to do such and such. What happens when going forward happens in our life is we move from the static place we are to a place of momentum that is forward moving. Forward moving. So we need a decision to stay where we have been, and we move forward. And as we move forward, in Christ, some positive things begin to happen in our life. Some are small and some not too small. Changes begin to take place in our life. And as they do, John 10:10 begins to happen as the abundant life that Jesus came to bring us to begin to take place. Amen? And God's desire for all of us is that to have an abundant life. Amen? So that's the decision that you're going to make this morning. Because abundant life, that will not happen until we make a decision. Until we make forward. Until we make a choice. Or else we're going to be like the same as the multitude. They are in the valley. And they are not, they could not make a decision. Amen? So the choice is ours this morning. That's the desire of God to each one of us, is to live abundant life. Amen? He wants us to live an abundant life. But you have to remind yourself that there is an enemy, that his purpose is to kill you, to steal you, and destroy you. But God, his only desire for you and me is that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? How many of you this morning would like to decide to live an abundant life this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The message that we have, that's the desire of God for us. And if you were there this last night in our Valentine, that it's a powerful message, but I know it's so noisy, and I think the next table could hardly hear it. Did you guys hear this message that we have? Amen. If you hear this message, can you tell the church one word that you learned from that? I don't have no more giveaways, but so. Can anybody tell the church what is that one thing that really is stuck in your heart? Anybody? Any volunteer? You make a choice. Anybody? Edwin, I think you're smiling. what is that one word that you learned that stuck in your heart, man? I said, and you lived last night and said, you know what? I'm just gonna apply that in my life. And I believe, you know, the main message that he has, I believe we have been talking about it. I believe that's what God wants us to do. Because we have been talking about it, and then he went there. I was not supposed to invite him. I did not. That was not cleared with the board, but I just make a conscious decision. I make a choice to invite a guy, and you know when did I call him? I believe that was Thursday. And the guy said, you know what, Bud, brother Bud, you know what? I love to come to your church. Amen. So his message there confirmed of what we have been talking about here. I think it's for almost a year that we have been talking about this. So, I don't have giveaways. This is just like a previous. Can anybody share or maybe make a comment or give me a one word that really stuck in your heart? Anybody? Okay. And again, with
Holy Spirit. That's what we're talking about.
Hallelujah.
You can't have abundant life without the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Because He is the only one that reveals the truth to us. Amen. He is the only one. I cannot reveal the truth to you. I can deliver you the word, but the revelation comes to me. I cannot orchestrate revival in this church. Because He is the one. He is the one that will bring revival. And we'll be talking about this open seats that we have. Pastor Ed could not bring people here. But He does. It's His word. All we have to do is pray. And pray. Amen. My desire is to fill this up, but you know what? I cannot make it. And our worship will not draw people. The only thing that will draw people is the Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit starts to move in our heart, you know what? You cannot resist. Because it is all work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. That we have been talking about that. Right? How many agree that we have been talking about the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit in your life? Amen. And do you know why? The reason why I'm still here? Why we are still here? It's the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the only thing that I'm depending on is the Holy Spirit. Amen. I cannot orchestrate group. And the guy said, program will not. What is that? The program will not prove you or but relationship with one another will make it grow. Or program will not make it grow. And you know what? The same concept that requiring principle. Program will not grow your church, but it's the people, because your church is full of people. Amen. So the message of God in our church today is the Holy Spirit that lives in you. He's there. He's living in you, but you need to. Reignite it. Start listening to Him. Start praying. He is there inside of you. Amen. He bought you with the price of His blood, and He gave you, He sealed you with the Holy Spirit inside of you. Amen. You start applying it, listening. And revelation in your walk with God and the will of God in your life. Amen?
Amen.
So that concludes our abundant life messages. And my prayer is that start walking in the Holy Spirit. He is there with you. Because He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Shall we all stand? Hallelujah. Can we ask the worship team to come? Oh, hallelujah. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank You this morning. Thank You for Your word, Lord. Thank You for this series of abundant life that we choose, Lord. We choose to believe on You, Lord God. To obey Your word, Lord. And we choose to recognize the Holy Spirit that is living inside of us. Those who are believing, those who accepted the Lord Jesus Christ will have the Holy Spirit inside of them. And Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for everyone that stands before you, Lord. Lord, we pray that you will continue, Lord, to guide us. Let the Holy Spirit, Lord, to reveal to us, Lord, things that we have not seen, Lord God. Things we have not known, Lord. Things that we have not heard, Lord God. And Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord God. And it is true, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for everyone that stand before you this morning. And as we go our ways, Lord God, Father, we pray that you would be with us, Lord. And thank you, God, for the tithes and offering, Lord, that you have brought into this storehouse, Lord God. That you use us, Lord, to be a channel of blessings to other people, Lord. We choose to give, Lord God, not because of we want to get back, Lord, but because we love you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, God. Thank you for those who have give, Lord, this morning, financially, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.
Turn back our audio on. So we're gonna really kind of